4. The Black Magician or His Pupil.
This class corresponds closely to the first, except that the development has been for evil instead of good, and the powers acquired are used for purely selfish purposes instead of for the benefit of humanity. Among its lower ranks come members of the Negro race who practice the ghastly rites of the Obeah or Voodoo schools, and the medicine men of many a savage tribe. While higher in intellect, and therefore the more blameworthy, stand the Tibetan black magicians, who are often, though incorrectly, called by Europeans Dugpas, a title properly belonging, as is quite correctly explained by Surgeon Major Waddell in his recent work on the Buddhism of Tibet, only to the Bhutanese subdivision of the great Kagyu sect, which is part of what may be called the semi-reformed school of Tibetan Buddhism. The Dugpas no doubt deal in tantric magic to a considerable extent, but the real red-hatted entirely unreformed sect is that of the Nmapa, though far beyond them in a still lower depth lie the Bipa, the votaries of the aboriginal religion, who have never accepted any form of Buddhism at all. It must not, however, be supposed that all Tibetan sects except the Gelugpa are necessarily and altogether evil. A truer view would be that as the rules of other sects permit considerably greater laxity of life and practice, the proportion of self-seekers among them is likely to be much larger than among the stricter reformers. The investigator will occasionally meet on the astral plane students of occultism from all parts of the world belonging to lodges quite unconnected with the masters of whom theosophists know most, who are in many cases most earnest and self-sacrificing seekers after truth. It is noteworthy, however, that all such lodges are at least aware of the existence of the Great Himalayan Brotherhood, and acknowledge it as containing among its members the highest adepts now known on Earth.